WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Many flood rescues by California National Guard and police agencies as another big storm hits the saturated state. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano.
In Santa Cruz, heavy rain causing massive flooding and damaging roads, stranding residents like Gabby David.
Can't go to work and can't do everyday normal errands.
In Lake Tahoe, historic amounts of snowfall.
Investigation into the second largest U.S. bank failure has only just begun, says ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Some of the stocks of other banks that operate in the region did take a hit this week. In the case of Silicon Valley Bank, FDIC claim agents are currently sifting through customer records to see who is owed what to make sure they receive at least their insured $250,000 come Monday.
Ukrainian sniper fire from fortified buildings has made a thin strip of open ground in the city of Bakhmut a killing zone for Russian troops, say the British. This is ABC News. Good news in a study that finds long-term evidence that actively monitoring localized prostate cancer can be a safe alternative to immediate surgery or radiation. It's encouraging for men who want to avoid treatment-related sexual and incontinence problems. A British National Health Institute paid for the study. That's in the New England Journal of Medicine starting today. Bracing for this record breaker.
One of the most powerful storms to hit the southern hemisphere is making its way towards South Africa again. Tropical Storm Freddy is bringing strong winds of around 100 miles per hour. The storm is also set to break the record for the longest lasting tropical cyclone ever recorded, lasting more than 33 days.
ABC's Lama Hassan. The Jehovah's Witnesses expressing shock over the deadly shooting at one of the group's halls in Hamburg, Germany, but thank German police for preventing more bloodshed. Gunmen shot dead 6 members, wounded 8 others. Clocks go ahead 1 hour overnight as most of America goes back on daylight saving time. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Ah, the Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Phones, social media, you've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Breathe.
Forgot about that ending there. The St. James Infirmary on Max Inc. Radio. The People Brothers Band. Kisses before that. Talk about another extraordinary vocal artist here in the Madison area, rocker from the People Brothers Band, Mama T. Whew. Awesome stuff.
Wow. Yeah, she's always been amazing. The band's always been amazing. They've played Atwood Fest and Atwood Summer Fest for years. They're just a, you know, fan favorite.
They're
up north, down here.
Yeah. They play everywhere, and they're awesome. And they're playing tonight. I forget where. I'll get that in a minute for you. But more importantly, People Fest is coming up this year, August 10th and 12th. This is at the Driftless Music Campground in Violi, I think it is, Wisconsin, over just by Ontario over there. It's over there, rocker, in the Driftless area.
Driftless Music Gardens.
Oh, Jimmy. Man, it's a magical place. People Fest 15 in Yuba, Wisconsin. That's where it's at. Driftless Music Gardens, August 10 and 12. Rocker, we got more excitement on the show tonight. We're not done yet.
We do, Jimmy. We still have Irene Keenan Jr. She's going to do an interview with Terry Barr a little after 8:30. And the Devil's Lair tonight, Jimmy. Kelsey Miles, she's in the studio right now. We're going to be setting her up in just a minute. And then, of course, Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight. We're going to interview Carbellion, Eclipse recording artist Cameron. He's going to be talking to us from Milwaukee. And Essential Last Crack at 11, Jimmy.
Of course, Carbellion, part of Bomblastica, which is the celebration of 27 years of Maximum Inc. or Max Inc. And April of 2011, I believe. 2011?
Is that the start of Max Inc. Radio, Jimmy?
Max Inc. Radio started, yep. So E-Dub and I were doing the Bastard Den on Infernal Rock Radio. Great name, by the way.
Right.
And
a show in your basement.
Right. And I did another show called Studio K, and you came on as a guest. This is where I met you, Rocker.
Yes.
You came on to talk about the last crack show that was happening at Scats.
Oh, boy.
And that led into, hey, I love radio. Let's do a live broadcast. So E-Dub and I talked to like 100 people at Scats.
Yeah.
And then the week later or something like that, you're like, let's launch a radio station.
Yes, it's true. And you know, people may not know out there that Max Inc. Radio started as an internet radio station. And we did it for many years. And Jimmy, you were the program director of that. And you had an amazing schedule of people that were decentrally located in Wisconsin and around the world, really, that would do shows on Max Inc. Radio.
The variety of the shows was amazing. I mean, wow. You had like kind of Americana during the afternoon, Outlaw Country with Tommy Trigger.
Yep.
Remember that guy?
He was at Starkweather Brewery now, one of the owners there.
Steel Toe Dan with the Stoner Rock Revolution.
The Stoner Rock Revolution.
A lot of local music.
A lot of great shows that were happening on Max Inc. Radio, and eventually the licensing, you know, that's always one of the issues, right? They came down on the industry at a certain point, and it just didn't make sense anymore. And then came Crudy. Crudy got a station in
Madison. For Crudy.
And he says, hey, Rocker, man, we got talk radio during the week, but, you know, you want to do local music on the weekend. And, Jimmy, we started that in 2019, and we're still going.
Crudy and Civic Media are keeping local music alive on the radio here.
All over, now in the state of Wisconsin.
Speaking of that, where am I at here? We got some music on the way from the Civil Engineers. We're going to squeeze in some Porky's Groove Machine. Of course, Irene Keegan Jr. with Terry Barr. Let's do some Beth Keeley. She's coming in the studio here shortly with gin bottle rockets, gin
chocolate and bottle rockets. They're, oh, man.
I'm having a bad night here.
Gin chocolate and bottle rockets is going to be an amazing show, Jimmy. The last time we had them in the Devil's Lair, it was exactly how it sounds. It's like one of those words, right? Gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets.
I know.
That's the three of them.
I blame Aaron for this. I'm blaming Aaron for all of this tonight.
Aaron?
You're in trouble, Aaron.
You know who we're talking about.
I've been accused on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been accused of driving way too fast. I've been accused of standing too close to a man who wasn't mine. Well, it's been said that I am unstable, relentless, crazy, and unable to back down in a fight. Well, they might be right. Watch it burn. We'll be right back.
shaking out their salt and pepper hair. The party stops, all eyes are on this well-seasoned pair.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left and fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. They crochet all day. Legend of the Bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to beak at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chuck, so you know she's master in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. Major drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around. Cause they're the Spice Girls, muy caliente.
Spice Girls.
Max Inc. Radio. That's Porky's Groove Machine there. And Spice Girls. Do yourself a favor sometime. If you're looking for something to watch, go to thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv. Look for the archive for the New Year's Eve show. Check out the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine. They all three of them were fantastic on stage. Such a fun night. Worth a watch, you know? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Kelsey Miles coming up live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Find more at movetomadison.com. Plus, Terry Barr has a conversation coming up in just a couple of minutes with Irene Keegan Jr. She's from La Crosse, and she has some stuff happening, and we'll hear from them in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Mad City Brido Expo. Mad City Brido Expo is happening March 26th. That's just around the corner at the Monona Terrace. It's if you're getting married, it's your one-stop shop for everything. And as your ring is just the beginning. MadCityBridoExpo.com. Also, Zippy Lube Coffee and Donuts on North Sherman Avenue on Madison's north side. Coffee, donuts, and fried chicken. ZippyLubeMadison.com. And by Wykert Realtors, Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop in their office on Atwood Avenue. They're always happy to see you. And check them out online at Wykert Realtor, Wykert-Lakepoint.com. civil engineers in Molly Wood celebrating the women in the Madison and Wisconsin music scene here tonight on Max Inc. Radio. Stick around. Terry Barr sits down with Irene Keegan Jr. and we're going to hear her song Million Miles. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yesterday, I thought I knew you. And today, I'm miles away. To see the sunrise, reach the top to see the sun go down. A million miles away, a million miles away. And there's a fear when you know what you want. You feel so small in the setting sun. When dark clouds roll and the stars come out, you don't know. All about.
She's bad.
Radio, we are local music. That's Irene Keegan Jr. there. Great little song, Million Miles. I love the beat on that from 2018 from her self-titled CD. Hey, Terry Barr, please tell us about Irene Keegan Jr.
Well, she is described as a vocal powerhouse. So the question tonight, why is Irene Keegan Jr. now taking her power to the pages of a book? Well, we are about to find out as Irene joins us on Max Inc. Radio. Thanks, Irene, for being here. Yay!
It's fun. So excellent. Far, I haven't wrecked anything yet, so I'm good.
Okay. Well, I've seen you in Madison quite a few times, but you have toured and you've opened for some pretty amazing big bands all across the country. Tell me about, you know, who are you and why have you done these kinds of things? And if it's been exciting, have you loved it?
Oh, yeah. I would love to do it all over again. But, you know, there's like things like COVID and there's stuff like traveling with a band and getting old and going, I have to haul that gear myself. You know, there's a lot of that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I love playing music. When I was young, that's all I wanted to do. I would sit and play. I didn't know anything. I still can't read music. I took lessons and the teacher fired me.
Oh, no.
She said, I don't know enough chops and licks to show you how to play, so I'm going to cut you loose. I'm like, okay. And I played by ear, figured out what I wanted to do. And I never really wanted to play anything, though. I wanted to just sing. So my playing was just enough to write songs and use it as an implement for that. And then when I played in bands, I didn't want to play a guitar until some point they wanted a guitar player. And it was on as a prop. There was an behind me
that
was plugged in with the tubes were sticking up upside down. We call it the upside down amp. It was a trainer amp. And my guitar wasn't actually plugged into it. And I would fake putting my, I'd see where the guys were putting their fingers and fake where my hands were. And eventually I learned what chords I tuned up and I learned the chords and I was playing. And one night I told a sound man, I said, all right, just put a speaker, you know, turn me up, actually mic me up and turn me up. And
he's like,
so I played it and they had a double solo where they stood shoulder to shoulder playing this double solo thing. And I stood in front of them just in the rhythm part.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't know what chords I was playing for years. I just played some wherever their fingers went and what sounded good in my head when I was using it to write.
That is an amazing story because I've seen you sing and play. And, you know, in more recent years, you would never know that backstory.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, that is fun. Wow. You know, I guess for anybody listening, it gives them hope, you know, which is a cool thing that you can learn to play guitar if you want to.
If you want to. I think that everybody has some musical thing, even though they say, oh, I'm tone deaf and all. I think everybody's got something. I ran karaoke for a while and, you know, people are like, oh my God, why do they do this song? I'm like, it has nothing to do with the people listening. It's the person. They've got everybody's got a song in them they want to let out. It doesn't matter. You know, you judge it however you want. Some of the greatest singers or people that are famous, they're not necessarily in tune. They just have a style about them. Listen to Mick Jagger. He's not necessarily in tune, even with the song he's singing. And I love The Stone.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a style.
Okay. So we got a little secret tip here on listening to music in maybe a little bit of a different way now. Oh, my. Hey,
well,
Irene.
Tina Turner said she wasn't a great singer. She said she just had a way of getting a song out of her.
Ah, there. Yes. And for those who don't know you, how do you describe yourself and your music? And what are you up to these days otherwise?
Well, that's a lot of questions.
Yeah, it kind of is. And we'll talk about the book, obviously. So that's coming. Well, so you can hold off on that.
There's myself and my music are kind of almost two different things.
Got it.
You know, like I've run into people, they love the stage person, and then they meet me and hang out with me, and they're kind of like, wow, you're kind of boring. I'm sorry, I was doodling on a paper. Sorry, what did you want to talk about? You
know? Oh, the two sides of Irene.
Yeah, and musically, it was just, I love the release and the cathartic just freedom of playing music. Yeah. Singing, I can't dance. I mean, it's the same thing with music. It's my interpretive dance. Not very attractive. It's kind of painful sometimes. So the singing just came with the thing. And my mother always sang, or there was music always playing, and it just seemed like the natural thing to just follow that and go with it. And so music was that.
I'm so glad. Yeah, because you've entertained, and we love it, you know.
Yeah, my mother is a great singer. But she was a great singer. So now she's 91 and I take care of her.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What I do. I take care of her. I'm back here in Wisconsin. If I wasn't for my mom, I don't think I'd be here, especially with this cold and crap going on.
Yeah, I understand.
She traveled today and I hurt.
Well, let's talk about you. Yes, you are living in La Crosse right now and you're from northern Wisconsin originally. What do you think about the Wisconsin music scene? Because you've pretty much traveled everywhere, including all over Wisconsin.
I think there's something about, you know, they talk about that Texas blues sound and the mm-hmm. Chicago blues sound. And originally I was a blues singer. If you listen to my stuff, you'll hear the blues and everything I'm doing. It's like I was a torch singer that became a rock singer. And it's kind of strange. But anyway, there's different tones of the California sound. Wisconsin has its own sound that's kind of a mix of a lot of those things, but there's a richness to it because what do we do in the wintertime besides shovel and chop wood? Yeah. We hone our instruments, we hone our craft, mm-hmm. and we, you know, find our warmth in that and our dreams of going somewhere warm in that or somewhere amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And oh, that's...
La Crosse used to be, when I first came to La Crosse, I was like 17, and you'd walk down any street downtown on any given night of the week, and there was the butts of musicians in the windows playing these little makeshift stages in the bars, and now it's so hard to find that, and it's aggravating, but they still pay you the same they did back in the...
Oh, no. Yeah, all right, we got to talk about that on another time and get these venues to step up a little bit for the music.
Come on now.
I know. Come on. Okay. So I love this. Instead of writing songs right now, you recently wrote a book, Dave Goes to the Moon. Okay. Who is Dave and what inspired the book?
Well, Dave is my cat and he's seven. He's one of the most charactered cats I've ever had. He's changed me. I swear he made me a nicer person. I used to be just kind of grumpy and now he's just like, he's so sweet. I'm like, oh my God, he's so sweet. And I rescued him from a farm where he was eating dog food. And he sleeps on my head. So, you know, he does little kitty twitching and stuff. And I'm like, what are you dreaming, dude? And it's not always like, sounds like, it's not always a good dream. Sometimes he seems stressed. So I just kind of gently, don't wake him, just gently hug him. And pretty soon he sighs and goes back into a normal sleep. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm not going to get scratched up now.
Oh, man.
And so I started writing these with this idea of, it kind of went to my own childhood, and I went back to being a kid, reverting to being a kid, and the freedom I had as a kid to just dream. And I remember, like, we'd build little forts and we'd read comic books and stuff. And I was grew up on Bugs Bunny and things, but I loved, I don't know, like, Batman was my hero because he wasn't a superhero, yet he was, but he learned how to do all of that stuff. He didn't have some, you know, magical power that could fly. He had, you know, little weird gadgets that could pull him up in the air and stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, geez. So as I was writing these kids' books, I started thinking about it. And it was like, I see a lot of these books out there about princesses and superheroes and stuff. Things that not every kid dreams they're ever going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took this ordinary cat with his ordinary toys, and I put him on some grand adventures. So this is the first in a series, actually.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. That's awesome.
The first in a series. And because dreams aren't all happy, this one is just the start. It's just the adventure started out, you know.
And this one in particular goes to the moon. Why not?
Yeah, goes to the moon. Why not? We're taking a new journey. Let's try this. I've never been to the moon, but let's go to the moon. And then the next one, it'll be a little more serious, maybe dark, I guess, maybe a little bit darker.
Actually, that's reality.
It's already figured out. It's going to be called Dave Does Hard Time.
Oh.
So he goes to court, and they give us some stuff, and he, you know. So it's the little steps along the way. And I went to different publishers. I looked at different kids' publishing books or children's publishing books.
Yeah.
And they wanted stuff about education, oppression, sexism, racism. And I thought, what kind of kids' books are those? I mean, my favorite was Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, you know? I love that book as well.
Mm. Yeah. So I wanted to do that, you know, go somewhere else and take this journey and not have to be all worried about, am I teaching them the wrong thing or whatever? Right. It's just about imagination and play.
Oh, yeah, it does. It takes you back to being a kid. I got to ask you about this with the book. It's like being on a stage again, you know, as a musician.
It's a different kind of stage.
Yeah, and you've been hosting these book signings and meeting with people. What has the reaction been when people are getting their hands on your book?
I'm amazed at how many people come up and tell me that their kid who's, you know, maybe got some learning disability or something, loves the texture of the book, first off.
Oh,
and the colors
cool.
Are so bright. They want to look at the pictures. And a lot of my friends or the people that are coming in are like telling me this is the book their kid wants to learn to read from. And I'm thinking, okay. like it's, I feel like now there's a responsibility, but I don't want to think too hard about it because if I do, then I'm going to change my original format that I had in my head.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Don't so do that.
I keep it back to what I originally wanted to do, which was just adventures for kids.
Well, and it sounds like it's working if they're telling you that. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And I will never put people in them. They'll be, you know, like the whole Dave gets chewed out by somebody and you just see the words of the person. You don't see anybody. And because I don't want anybody to be, oh, this is a book for this, you know, this race or that race, really. Right. I want everybody to be able to relate to Dave in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. So where is Dave, the star of the book, right now? What is Dave doing?
Right now, I think he's sleeping on the couch in the other room.
Of course.
He was bugging me, and I went, all right, it's time to feed you because he gets fed at 6. So I fed him. Then he had to play a little bit.
Yeah.
And he took off. So.
Oh, that is so great. Is there going to be an episode of a book in the series, Dave Becomes a Musician?
I haven't actually done that. He actually, there was one I was debating, and I'm not sure exactly how to do this. I want him to go to art school.
Oh.
Because he was starting to carve things and sculpt things in his cat box.
Okay.
This is just going to be such a fun series to follow along. Oh my gosh. Irene, how do we keep up with you? How do we find the book? Where do we keep up with what you're up to these days? And if there are more book signings, how can we find you there?
Well, right now I'm doing stuff on Facebook. I'm trying to create a website, but again, going back to the, I don't do computers very well. I need a 12-year-old to build me a website. When you can do that stuff.
But find you on Facebook. That's where we can keep up with everything you're up to.
Yeah. And it's Irene J.R. Keenan.
Excellent.
It's me. There's a bunch on there. Actually, there's a site on there that is What Cats Dream also. And that's the book thing. And I'm working on trying to get the PayPal and stuff hooked into that. But I'm, again, I'm tired of throwing up on my table and my computer. So.
It will happen. And then you'll sell even more books. So that's excellent.
I hope so.
Good.
Not even, I'm not even about the selling of the book. I want people to have the book.
Oh.
You know, just so that kids can do that thing and dream like we did when we were kids. Everybody seems like they're worried about this video game or that movie coming out. And they're getting pretty fantastical. I mean, I do like the graphics, but come on. Really?
Your own imagination.
Yeah.
That's this has been so great to talk with you. Thank you so, so much, Irene Keenan Jr. And of course, the book Dave Goes to the Moon. And we'll be watching for the next ones in this series, Irene. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. And you have a great night. Stay safe. Don't slide around in the ditches out there.
Yeah, you too. Oh, my goodness. Irene Keenan Jr., everybody, on Max Inc. Radio. And we are local music and local stories, too.
I see your face and I can't cry. Is this the way I'm gonna be now that you are gone? I'm here alone without a thought that you're not in my feelings. Is this the way I'm gonna be now that you are gone? I let you take away my pain. You changed the world, it's not my suffering. Is this the way I'm gonna be now that you are gone? One by one, two by two, I take my steps, I look for you. Is this the way I'm gonna be now that you are gone? I let you take away my pain. You changed the world to stop my suffering. It's only me. It's only me. It's only me.
only me. That's Irene Keegan Jr. on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Irene and Terry Barr for the awesome chat tonight. Really appreciate that. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Kelsey Miles, she's here and she's ready to play live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Live music on the radio coming up next. We are local music.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock On Sin wants you. All genres of music invited. Rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country. Whatever style you play, this is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Hey, this is Kelsey Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number. Don't wait. March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media